keep it real, we keep it kosher. Everything we talk about is relation, we keep it kosher. Culture fam, it's your girl V
and your boy Amir,
and welcome to our very first episode of Keeping It Culture, where we talk about real life,
real shit,
and the real ways
to keep it culture.
So before we do anything, before we even try to talk about you, let's first do a mental check-in, a physical check-in, and an emotional check-in. Amir, tell me what's going on. What's tea?
Well, I really am happy that we are starting off this podcast focusing on mental health, physical well-being, and emotional health, because those are three things that I feel that often swept under the rug. I didn't mean to go into a tangent, but I do mean to share my gratitude with you all. And UV, I'm so happy that you accepted to be partners in this podcast.
Period.
But mentally, period. I feel like... you ever like open a can of soda and you take that first sip and it kind of burn, but it's exciting, but you love it?
It's a good burn.
It's a thrill.
Ooh.
That's how I feel. What I say, mentally?
Yes.
Wow. Meow. I didn't call the ambulance. Physically, I feel like the back left tire on a Honda Civic while you're speeding down the interstate at 80 miles per hour. And also, you need your wheels rotated. That's how I feel physically.
Damn, and an alignment, huh?
And you need a...
an oil change.
Y'all didn't catch that. But I do need an alignment.
Need your bathroom. I need an alignment.
All right, and then what was the last one?
Emotionally.
No, I did it. Mentally?
Mentally, we just
physically,
did it.
Physically, emotionally. Here we go, y'all. We drinking wine. So emotionally, I feel like you know that feeling after you got like a good cry in and you just don't know what to do. You just want to eat and cuddle up and drink some wine and just relax and you don't know what to think. That's how I feel, because I done cried like 7 times today. No lie.
Yes.
All right, V, that's enough about me. How are you feeling mentally, physically, and emotionally?
Okay, so like physically... I am bloated.
Wow.
Okay. I feel like a hot air balloon.
You like a hot air balloon?
And that air balloon just keeps filling up, I feel like. And I need it to deflate.
Yeah. What's my favorite line?
Well.
No. What's my favorite line? When I feel big.
My big fat nasty ass. I'm feeling like...
Shout out to T.S. Madison.
I'm feeling like a big, fat, nasty ass with the bloat physically. But...
very much of that energy.
But I feel good, though. You know, like, I'm still a bad bitch.
Period.
And then, like, emotionally, I'm just over here like, what now? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, okay, I work today. I clean my house.
Wow.
It's like...
you domesticated.
I am so domesticated. You guys, I call my plug. My plug is in Jamaica, vacationing it up. He gave me his backup plug.
Is this emotionally?
This is affecting me emotionally.
I was like, did this just bleed into emotionally?
This is my backup plug, family crisis. What?
Wait.
What?
Wow.
I did not know that was affecting me that way.
It's really the energy of Monique when she's like, oh, wow. This is who we are?
Is this who we are?
What the fuck did I just say?
Is this who we are? Wow, guys.
Wow.
And then, like, what was the last one? Physically? Wait, mentally? Emotionally? Mentally. Alan Watts said, if you're not at a peace of mind, you're disturbed.
Wow.
Disturbia! Yeah, I'm a disturbed person tonight.
DJ, oh, that's a very Halloween festive. You all, if you can't see this right now, but we will post it on our story. Venezia is draped in the finest of the fine. She has her Daphne, Velma wig on.
Velma.
It's Jinkies.
Jinkies.
She has a Velma bob on. Period. It is definitely giving like a orangey, a gingery.
It's giving pumpkin patch orange.
It's giving pumpkin spice and everything nice. And then she got this kind of like bleached t-shirt with Freddy Krueger on the front. She's really in the fest. And we're drinking out of these cute
Sugar skull
mugs. But we are drinking water.
The finest of water. Fiji's.
Fiji water with a flavored with the essence of Prosecco.
Exactly. It's a flavoring. But if you guys are wondering, that is exactly how we're currently feeling. So let's get into it.
Let's ask you all, like, how are you feeling? But yeah, before we get too deep into it, you all make sure you're checking in with yourselves. Also, make sure you comment below how you're feeling mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Yes, let us know. We care. We care about our followers and listeners.
Listen. Okay, yeah, we care. We care. I'm going to just say that. We care. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for our intro. I'm so excited to really dive deep into this episode.
Let's get into it. Let's cut the shits and let's get into it. Hey, yo, culture fam, let's get ready to spin the block. We're going to get kind of hot. I want to talk first and foremost about R. Kelly and what Bill Cosby has to say about this situation. Next, we're going to get into Squid Games and the crazy shenanigans going on and how it can affect real life. I also want to talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards, who are the winners, and what did Amir and I personally have to do with it? Let's talk about Adele. She's coming out with album 30. Can you handle the emotional intensity and instability it's about to bring you? I don't know if you can, but let's spin the block in a Buick, bitch. Guys, let's talk about R. Kelly. So, we have a report from BBC that we just want to go through from beginning to end because I feel like this is why we're currently here. So let's see back here. R. Kelly, first of all, we all know that it's been at least 2 decades that the public has viewed him as a menace to society.
Wow.
So as a lot of us know, back in 1994, the article reads that R. Kelly and Aaliyah had a relationship, had a marriage. We are aware. In 1996, it goes on to say that he was sued for emotional distress by Miss Tiffany Hawkins for personal injuries and emotional distress she suffered during a 3-year relationship with the star. It goes on down to 2001 to say that he was sued by an intern. Miss Tracy Thompson sued R. Kelly, accusing him of including her into an indecent sexual relationship when she was 17. In April, May 2002, 2 more court cases were brought against Kelly by Miss Patricia Jones, a woman who claimed he impregnated her when she was underage and that she was forced to have an abortion. In June 2002, R. Kelly was charged over child abuse videos, which I feel like a lot of us are familiar with. A lot of us first came to, hearing a whiff that he had some weird shit going on with kids.
Yeah.
That was back then. So 2002 to 2004, he was arrested for further charges. R. Kelly was charged between 2002 to 2004 with a further 12 counts of producing child sexual abuse images in Florida, where he was arrested at his holiday home. Okay, let's speed it up some. And I think we all remember in 2019 when Gail had the infamous interview with R. Kelly. That was something significant. Prosecutors that year also later filed an additional 11 charges of sexual assault and abuse against a minor between the ages of 13 and 16. In August 2019, bail was denied. So he appeared in court in New York in 2019. He pleaded not guilty, but was denied bail on the grounds that he posed as a flight risk. Days later, prosecutors in Minnesota filed prostitution charges also against R. Kelly. So meaning he faced criminal charges at this point in Illinois, New York, and Minnesota. In August of 2023, of R. Kelly's associates were charged with attempting to intimidate, harass, or pay off alleged victims in the racketeering case. I don't know if many of you are familiar with the term racketeering, but racketeering clearly refers to organized crime. So that means that, like, he had his case, his camp
doing shit for him. You want me to go into
it? Go into it. Get into it.
So with racketeering, it's charges often connected to organized crime or criminal activities involving several people or organizations. Meaning, all y'all niggas is going to jail.
To jail. To prison, hopefully. Because jail's just not good enough for some of them. So in June of 2021, his legal team was replaced. It goes on to say that 2 months before his trial was due to begin, Kelly's long-term lawyers asked to withdraw from this case. Just saying that it was impossible to work alongside a pair of new lawyers the star had hired. So I don't know if it was just conflict within the camp or if the older or long-term attorneys were like, you know what? Not even Jesus can come fix this right now.
Cannot do it.
So essentially what this means, R. Kelly is in prison, or he's going to prison for the things that he's done. He's a sexual, he's not just a sexual predator. This man has abused his
men, women, his children,
his family, his personal family, young men, young women. And something that we don't touch on enough, or something that the media will not touch on enough, is that he did have male victims. They need to be rectified in this case. If his music can make you two-step in the name of love,
it can also make you two-step into the courtroom, because he is a guilty little...
He's guilty. He's guilty. If you can still play this man's music feeling guilt-free, if you can still just act like nothing R. Kelly ever did even mattered, like as far as his predatorial offenses, if you act like none of that matters, then I don't feel like you have a heart. I don't feel like you necessarily have a strong moral compass. And yes, I'm coming for you because of the thing is, what about your children? Wow. What about your nieces and nephews?
Oh, wow.
Like, do you not think that they could have easily been a victim if they got close enough?
Wow. You know what I do want to slightly, briefly touch on?
What's up?
Is the Bill Cosby.
Let's get into why Bill Cosby was even mentioned. So Bill Cosby also decided that when he was being charged, not when he was being charged for his own offenses, but when R. Kelly was being charged with the offenses that have been going on for over two decades, Bill Cosby's camp had something to say about it. Let's get into exactly what Bill Cosby said. So according to TMZ, this is coming from Revolt TV as our source. It says that Andrew Wyatt, Cosby's spokesperson, said Cosby also believes since systemic racism was at play. Excuse me, the Cosby Show star blames attorney Gloria Allred, who prosecuted R. Kelly, for the attorney's guilty verdicts, which is her job. Like, if you know what a prosecutor is supposed to do, she clearly did her job in getting a predator, prosecuted for the singer's guilty verdict. Allred represented several of Kelly's victims and also represented some of Cosby's accusers. So I guess because of the fact that Miss Gloria Allred did her job in representing some of Cosby's victims. I feel like because she did her job in representing a lot of the victims from R. Kelly is why Cosby perhaps had something to say. It's because they had a mutual enemy. So I guess when you have a mutual enemy, some people think that makes you friends. My thing is, a lot of people are not seeing that these are victims. Forget the artistry.
They are. They see it.
No, they don't, because what I see on social media is that a lot of people are taking sides with being unable to separate the artist from the artistry, or the young girls were young and they knew. No, 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 no.
I really want to, I know that was a lot of facts, but I want to hear y'all's opinion. Let's see how you feel about R. Kelly, but also how you feel about fucking, what's his name?
Bill Cosby.
And in that note, you all, we love you, but we're going to take a little break because this was a little heavy. We got to pay some bills and we will be right back. The music for this podcast was curated and created by two of our favorite people. One being Witness the Greatness, who created the beats and the interludes, and also with the beautiful lyrics, our beautiful friend, Black Gentoo, aka Jenny from the blog. Thank you both so much. And if you're interested in getting any music personally made for you, or if you're interested in getting any beats made or anything, make sure you check them out. Also, if you're interested in hearing their music or anything that they're working on at the moment, Witness the Greatness, his Instagram will be tagged below. Make sure you check him out. He has this beautiful album with one of my favorite songs, working with some of my favorite artists, and also my sister, my soulmate, Jenny from the blog. She has a beautiful song that we'll be playing here shortly.
We love you.
We love you all. We love you both. And we thank you both for all of the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
And if y'all want to get some dope beats, make sure you check them out. And in other news, let's get into the podcast. And also, this next song is by my good sister, Jenny, aka Black Gentoo, aka Jenny from the everybody, welcome back. We had to take a few little, you know, commercial breaks, but we back in this bitch. And in this section of the podcast, this is still,
we're still spinning the block.
We still riding around. We still doing the things and going to
town. We still in a Buick, bitch. So still be buckled up.
We still riding
up. If I get another ticket, I promise they gonna charge my ass. Speaking of ticket,
let me tell you a secret. I gotta go to court on the 19th.
Damn.
Wow. But in this part, we're gonna just highlight a few things that we talked about before. One of them being the BET Hip Hop Awards. Okay, the reason why I'm speaking first is because I actually had the beautiful opportunity of hiring my sister B to do the BET Hip Hop Awards with me.
Yes.
Where we were, you know, essentially, you know, helping the moment. I won't say too much about what we did, but what we did do, we did it. But let me tell y'all something before V starts talking. She did it and she fucking killed it. And the fucking production loved her so much that everybody else could have went home. We were hired to be there from Thursday to Friday. And literally, we could have went home on Thursday. But I am grateful for my sister because I am so proud that she's moving in a new direction in her career. But also, I just want to highlight the fact that the BET Hip Hop Awards was fucking phenomenal. I fucking loved it. I just want to ask you a question before we get started. Yes. B, what was your favorite performance? I already know, but I want them to know.
Oh my goodness.
Just so, one, not too many.
My absolute favorite performance out of the entire BET Hip Hop Awards was Nelly.
Okay, yours was Nelly.
I don't think you got to see
him. Yes, I did. My favorite performance from the BET Hip Hop Awards, even after seeing Nelly, was Lotto's.
Wow.
I just personally felt like Lotto had something to prove, and she proved it.
You know what? Let me say this. I will say this. As a whole, Mulatto had the absolute best performance of the evening at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
And I am a dancer, and I'm also a creative. So everything that I say is coming from a place of I am someone who is looking at the bigger picture, not just the small, intricate movements.
Now, and
as a viewer, it might be a little different. Yes. But even when I watched it as a viewer,
it was one Nelly, girl in particular, though, for Desi. Me. Is she the one that Desi. Was jumping off the yeah. ground with her body?
Desi, that's my
Desi
friend.
Did it.
Desi did it.
I was like, but Desi, you, bitch!
But you can't base a whole routine off of just one person. My sister Desi is that girl.
Period. If you guys have not saw the BET Awards, this girl was laying on the ground.
Y'all.
And she moved her body.
I'm just finna tell y'all to do one thing. I get that my sister Benicia does not understand, but if you have the time, which I'm sure you do because you're listening to us, while you're listening to us on your speaker, on your Alexa, on your AirPods, or on your in-home theater system, because you are that rich bitch.
Rich bitches.
Just go to Instagram, YouTube, whatever, and type in Dancing Desi. She is that girl. She's always been that girl and has always and will forever be that girl because she is that girl, period.
Shout out to Dancing Desi. I don't think you and I personally met or even spoke during rehearsals, but girl, I seen you.
But that's my sister. And then also, when it comes to the complete show of Nelly, I loved it. One of my other friends, Elise, and you know, I knew all the girls in it. I loved them dearly. But I feel like Lotto had a very good picture that she painted.
Solid.
That's the thing.
Solid.
I'm not speaking from me liking the dancers or just me liking the choreographer or me just liking the artist. I look at the message in a whole and I love it. You all, if you were interested in any of the topics thus far, please make sure you chime in. Lastly, B, we want to touch on the Adele album. I will not comment because I am not an Adele fan, only because I'm a Yeba fan. Yeah. And if you know,
I feel like you can be both though.
Yeah,
but why does it have to be a competition?
It's not a competition. I just don't like Adele.
Why don't you like Adele?
Because she reminds me of, she's like the female Sam Smith.
What?
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys. Anyways, I'm fucking with Adele. Adele has got me through.
Yeba is actually, I think she's something too.
I fuck with Yeba too. She's new because like Drake introduced me to Yeba. Right. So the same way that Yeba just came out to me, Masego has just came out to Amir. Me. Okay.
Just so, gotta say Nooni because you want to.
It's so bad.
So bad.
But no, for real, keeping the culture, fam. Let me tell you guys. But Adele is definitely getting ready to come at us on, I don't even know. She's saying maybe.
Spring, summer.
November that she'll come out with. But if you guys know Adele, then you guys know Adele. She always comes out like around this time of the year whenever she does come out. So right now, Adele is getting ready to come out with 30. I fuck with her heavy.
I just want everybody to listen to Yeba My Mind on YouTube.
That's a good one, too. I fuck with Yeba heavy. She's someone I'm getting used to because she does have more of, like, the theater sound. Like, she's very theatrical.
So, if you are a fan of either Adele or Yeba, please support them both.
Support the girls.
Also, if you have anything to say about these topics thus far, make sure you check us out on Instagram at Keeping It Kosher, _ and then also on our Twitter at kkulturepod.
Yes, check out our Instagram because Amir and I will be posting behind the scenes pictures of us at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
And then also please follow us on Twitter. Twitter is my fave. I hate Facebook and Instagram, but I love Twitter. All right, y'all. We are moving into the next section. V, is there anything you would like to say before we spin the block for the last time? Is there any recaps or anything you would like to highlight?
Well, you guys, we did spin around our last corner on the block. Here we go. Finna come up
on the hubcaps main... still on?
Are the hubcaps still on? I feel like we're missing one. Maybe just one. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to call it State Farm. Is it the back
left tire, like I said?
It's the back right one. But I'm going to call State Farm in the morning and see if they can do anything for us.
I might call Steve from up the block.
Call Steve. What's the one that be on the commercial? Nate? Is this Nate? You know, the little one? The khaki shorts with the little red shirt with the curly hair. Steve. We're going to call Steve. Steve
from State Farm.
See if he can help us. Thank you, Steve.
Steve can be my man because he's sexy. The new State Farm man.
He is sexy. I like
him. It's the booty in the pants.
Wait, no, the new State Farm man. I like the one.
Not the one that talks like this.
Talking about the light skin.
Yes, the light skin one.
Yes,
he can motherfucking.
This little young ass.
All right, that was it for this section. We are moving into the next section. B, is there anything you would like to say before we wrap it the fuck up?
I love you guys all. Thank you for staying in, keeping your hands in the window, keeping your seatbelt on. But let's get into the next one of the Real Ways We Keep It Kosher.
Also, if you want to add any topics that you want to talk about, make sure you at us at Keeping It Kosher Pod or follow us on Instagram and DM us at keepingitkosher_. Or if you want to just email us, it is kkulturepie@gmail.com. And on that note, we'll see you later.
In a second.
Listeners who didn't wish to hear about such things should turn off their radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Amir, and I'm here with my sister V.
What's up?
We just took the biggest spin around the damn block, and I'm motherfucking tired.
Let's get out the car, I'm tired.
Let's get the fuck out the car. Let's chill the fuck out. And let's go into the Kosher Lounge. Well, here at the Kosher Lounge, aka the Kosher Cabaret, we're here to fulfill your every desire and your wish. It's always our command. Isn't that right, V?
That is correct.
I'm screaming. Well, here, we just want to take, some time to tap in, check in. But also, I want to kind of highlight some things. So I will be asking some questions. And also, these questions I want to share with you all as well. And hopefully that you all are engaging with us and sharing your stories. So first things first, I really want to do a get to know me section so that you all can get to know us and we can get to know you. I think now our focus is going to be incorporating you all into the conversation. So if you have any questions you would like for us to ask or incorporate, please do not hesitate to DM us or write us, or you know, maybe we should start like a listening letter or some shit like that. I'm really excited.
You know, just contact us. This is a very open space. So communication makes this work. So talk to us. We'll talk to you. We're talking to you. Talk back to us.
Period. So let's do some easy icebreakers. Actually, I want to kind of briefly talk about how we met and how long we've known each other.
Forever and ever, ever, and ever,
and
ever.
Ever the damn ever. Well, V, I want you to tell everybody how we met, and then I'll just chime in.
Okay, guys. So, I remember us meeting back in a little bit of like middle school. Like I was low-key in middle school. So let me tell you guys, it was like middle school, ninth grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, because I was new to the Pensacola area and I needed a new hairstylist bad. So I found Felicia, and my mom found Fee, which is
my mom,
his mother. And so she was getting her hair whipped and dipped, and I was like, hold up, who's doing your hair? It wasn't his mom, it was actually his uncle.
That's crazy. My mom and then my dad's mom's brother worked at the, so Ezell is my dad's uncle.
Oh wow.
So he is my grandmother's brother.
So he's your great uncle.
He's my great uncle. Wow. And they worked at the same hair salon.
Wow. Well baby, I don't know, it's something about their family, but they can do some hair, okay?
And it's on both sides of my family.
Both sides can do some hair, baby. So that's how we met. In high school though, like as soon as I got to high school, I felt like he was probably like one of the popular people.
What?
Yes, I did. I felt like you were you were always with the cool girls though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you was real chill, real laid back. And then, like, come his senior year, my 11th grade year, we had a math class together. I had liberal arts. That's the name of the class I was taking.
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts.
Who was the teacher?
Mr. Somebody, who was kind of weird. That's all I remember.
Did he look like a creepy killer?
He did. He looked you know, they just identified the Zodiac killer, but I'm still not convinced it wasn't him.
Exactly. It's like when you went up, he had black hair.
Black hair with the glasses. He looked like someone who was behind the scenes on Squid Game putting it together.
Like when you went up the stairs at Palm Forest, you go to the right. It was his classroom at the very end.
Yes, in the very end, because we were opening together for like one semester. Mm-hmm. And then the next semester, you were out of there.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Probably flunked it.
No, you probably like had to graduate. No. So you had other courses to take.
You know what it was? It was my senior year.
Yeah.
I was homeless that year, so I left. I moved out with my mom.
Oh,
I dropped out of high school. I dropped out of Pine Forest. You didn't know that? You didn't know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. I had to leave my senior year. What? I didn't finish high school at Pine Forest.
Where'd you finish high school?
PSC.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Wow. We are all learning something new today.
This is a good to know me.
Damn. That's
well,
heavy.
that took a pivot.
That got dark quick.
All right. One thing I do remember you telling me a story about when I was walking through the hall and I like touched your hair.
Yeah, so like I was literally on the way to Mr. Creep's class.
Who is it?
And that's the name of the teacher because I don't remember his name.
Creep. No. Oh, creepy. You call
creepy.
Him creepy.
Yes, because he was a little creepy. So, like, I was just on the way, my mind in my own world as usual. And, like, I just had a fresh little silk press. You know, yeah, as a matter of fact, it was a relaxer. I had a relaxer back in the day. So, he just was walking through. He was walking. I'm on the way to class. And he just runs his hands and his fingers through my hair. I was like, okay. And then I just went on a glass, y'all. I was like, I don't even know.
I was just checking on my mama work. That's what it was. I was just checking on my mama work and making sure that the shit was tight.
Right. It was like, I don't know. I'm going to check and see if she really be pressing
if
her
she
like
whipped
she
you and
she be.
Dipped you the way you needed to be whipped right. And dipped.
Lo siento. Very parched.
All right. So the next question, V, tell us three is a lot. Look, tell us three things about you that most people don't know. I'm looking at one right now. Wow.
Number one, I am an actress.
Okay.
People don't know that I'm an actress. Number two, I am also an artist. A lot of people don't know I'm an artist.
And I'm sensitive about my shit.
Very sensitive. So it's hard for me to share it right now because any ridicule, any criticism that's negative, I might just take the art and bash it over your head. I'm sorry. Number three, I love to cook. if you come to my house, I am definitely going to give you the spread. We're going to drink wine. We're going to eat snacks. We're going to drink more wine and then eat a meal. And then after that, we're going to drink more wine and eat a dessert.
This is true. Sometimes I come over here and I'm like, girl, I cannot. No. I cannot. I just cannot.
Crying. Amir, give us 3 unknown, unusual facts about you.
1, I'm clingy. I'm just kidding. All right, 3 facts. 1 being, this is so hard. 1 is, I am very spiritual. You can sometimes call me a medium or psychic or whatever, but I just be having these, I be feeling like that's so raving in these streets because, like, I be around folks and I be just having a deep feeling to say what I have to say. And then when I say it, it resonates and I don't take credit for it. I give all praises to the higher power because I know that oftentimes I help a lot of people and that's important. 2, the next thing about me, I want to get into activism. I have a deep passion for activism, especially for the LGBTQ+ community and in queer spaces. I definitely want to get into more activism and I'm currently figuring out ways to do that. The last thing about me is I really love fashion. I'm extremely getting a deep love and passion for especially men's streetwear because I feel like men are overlooked, especially in fashion. Like, you go into a store and the options are very, very, very limited. And yeah, it be stressing me the fuck out. I don't like it. So let's extend this question to our audience. If you all want to tell us 3 facts about you, we will add them into our next show. Make them as funny, make them as cute as possible. Also, let's get on to the next part of this section. This is our mental health check-ins part of the program. Well, I will be talking about some heavy topics, but we're also going to provide resources if possible, or just some helpful tips and advice to get through any mental hangups that you may have. So, by the time you all hear this podcast, it will be the day after Mental Health Awareness Day. 10-10. And we cannot do this day without bringing some awareness to that day and uplifting that day because I think we all have to make sure we're checking into ourselves mentally, physically, and emotionally, how we did in the beginning of the podcast. So I'm going to ask a few questions, and V, I'm going to start off asking you, of course, because I don't want to ask myself a question. It sounds crazy. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what is taking up the most space in your head right now?
Wow, that one was kind of deep. It's a deep cut on that. I think something that is taking up a lot of space in my head at this moment is my future. I'm constantly juggling the what ifs and the what abouts. So I don't know, I just constantly think about how can I get better? How can I change this? How can I perfect that?
Okay, so it's about you working on perfecting, or not even saying perfecting because perfection is overrated.
It's unrealistic.
But how you can make your life more easier. And yes. Yeah.
Because when you're just living single, like, you really have to put yourself first because you don't have anyone to fall back on or deflect to. So it's really just focusing on how you can be better.
Dope. So what's taking up the most space in my head right now is whether I should move or stay where I'm at. And I'm really, I don't know, I'm torn, but I'm also, it's like on one hand I want to stay, but then on the other hand I'm like, I want something new. You know, I've been saying this for a year.
Yes.
And, but I've also accepted the fact that I'm going to flow gracefully into whatever changes need to be happening, but I'm also going to prepare for both options. I'm not just going to wait aimlessly and hope that one happens. So that's something that's taking up space in my mind. All right, what are you grateful for right now?
Everything. I am a very grateful person. Like, I'm literally so grateful for the good, the bad, the ugly, because it's all got me to where I am today, which is alive and healthy. So, everything. What about you?
I'm grateful for peace.
Peace?
Yeah. I feel like in safety, I realized, like, for the first time in 27 years, 2020 was the first year I felt safe.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
That's insane.
And 2020 was the first year I lived by myself.
So you got to just be.
And I felt so unsafe. I realized that I didn't feel safe because I was having anxiety. I couldn't sleep in my own room. I was thinking somebody was coming in the house. Like,
what?
It was crazy. It was the first 3 months of my apartment was horrible. All right, yes, it's a little heavy.
That was heavy.
What is something you could do today that would be good for you? If you can name, and I'm gonna do one more question, then we're gonna switch it up. But what is something you can do today?
Something that I could do today to do what?
That would be good for you.
That would be good for me.
Like, whether that's getting outside, going for a walk, go get catching some air.
I definitely think that is something that would be good for me, is going outside to get some air today. Because since the pandemic, I still work from home right now. So constantly being in the house, I'd be dying.
Yeah.
What about you?
Something that I will do today is probably plan, like map out. I think where I'm gaining, like, where I'm accelerating in life is being strategic.
Yes.
Whereas in before, I was just winging the shit. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. But if you notice, people who are methodical and plan out, they are very, very successful.
This is true. All right, last question here.
Last one. Here we go.
I just have mental check-in. And these questions are just light, easy questions for you to check in with yourself and to ask yourself. And you really to start dialogue with people around you. We will be posting these questions to our Twitter. So the last question here is, what's something you're looking forward to over the next few days?
Over the next few days, I actually have plans to go see my mother. I'm going to go to my mother's house in Alabama. I'm going to get to see my niece.
Wait, your mom moved to Alabama?
Yes, my mother moved to Alabama in 2020. So yes, what happened was, with coronavirus, I ended up moving to Atlanta last year in April. But my mother, she had already purchased a home in Alabama because we're originally from Alabama. So she just moved back to her hometown into a new home. She did that back in, I think, July. Because back in September, our old home in Pensacola was flooded out for the second time.
Really?
Yep. So she ended up having to get major extensive repairs done on that home and selling it. And so she's been living in Alabama, but I do believe my mother has plans of moving to Georgia.
Atlanta?
I don't know necessarily Atlanta, but like maybe the outskirts, like in the suburbs.
Bakersfield.
Yes, areas like that. Yeah, I think she's planning on doing that like at the beginning of next year or sometime.
She just be buying homes.
My mother, she buys homes like it's water. Like, I'd be like, okay, girl.
Just mommy wants shit.
What about you? What are you looking forward to over the next few days?
So, yeah, over the next few days, I'm really excited about the podcast coming out and just starting new in my career and just seeing what comes of this. I'm really excited. And I'm blessed and grateful to have this. And also, I've started taking acting classes. And yeah, so I'm just excited about that thus far. And I'm really focusing on being in the moment, not being too caught in the future and stressing out like I always do. All right, so now, V.
What's T?
So with this part of the section, This is the get to know me. So I'm going to, this is the fiery last round.
Holy shit.
And we're going to make this as quick as possible.
I'm nervous.
All right. So I'm going to just ask you random questions. You ask me random questions. And it's like the Ring of Fire. This is definitely the Ring of Fire.
Okay.
And on that note, B, let's take our horses down to the Old Town Road and get this motherfucker started. Period. So this, we're going to do a really fiery round, and you have to be quick, and whoever loses, we have to make some type of bet. Loser. What? $20. $20. Woo! $20, that's what it is. All right, and if you mess up the round, you have to give me 20, and if I mess up the round, I have to give you 20.
Okay, so wait, before we begin, let's make it clear. What are we doing again?
The Ring of Fire. So I'll say which favorite color, and then you'll say red, and then you'll ask me a question. So it can't be any pauses. It
Period.
Can't be any breaks.
Let's go.
It can be so stupid, but you know, it's whatever. All right, are y'all ready?
You got the questions ready.
No, they off your dome.
Off the dome.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the point. This is what we're making a game. All right.
How many questions? Like, what's the rule? What's the statutory limit?
The statutory limit is we have to do five apiece. And if we both win, we both win. All right. In 3, 2, 1. What's your favorite color?
Pink. What's your favorite color?
White. Oh, see, you was going to mess me up. You was going to say something. You not supposed to say nothing. See, V was messing me up. She was about to talk again. So let's try it again, one more time. One, two, three. Did you have any pets?
Yes, I had 2 dogs and I had a couple cats that I really didn't like. What's your favorite thing to eat?
Pizza. What's your favorite thing to drink?
I love to drink water. What do you like to do during the summer?
I like to go on vacations. What do you like to do during the winter?
During the winter, I love to make a lot of sweets and like pastries, and I just love to be around family and eat a lot of shit. Did you ever have the pastries growing up in high school?
What type of pastry?
The pastry shoes by Angela and Vanessa Simmons.
No, I never wore pastries. When the last time you had sex?
It's been a couple weeks ago. Why would you ask me that question? Is it because we sent you pictures of the yellow room?
You exposing yourself.
I promise you that person's not gonna listen.
Okay.
Okay. So, is it because I sent you pictures of the yellow room?
No.
Oh.
Is it because I want you to do a date a baller shot caller?
I'm trying to date a baller shot caller. Okay, but the niggas out, they don't be trying to spend money. A lot of niggas be acting like they have money, but they don't be trying to spend money. When the last time
you're breaking the third wall. It's clear who won. It's clear. The reason why I won is because I poked the trigger purposefully.
But I still asked you a question. I answered your question and I answered it.
But you went into a tangent.
But I still was like...
It's a fiery game.
Yes, and I was still fiery and I still answered and I still questioned. I don't see how this disqualifies me.
It doesn't. All right, last question.
Period.
What's your zodiac sign?
I am in Aries. What's your moon sign?
I'm a Libra moon.
Oh, Libra moon!
Mm-hmm. What's your moon sign?
Well, first of all, my Libra, oh my God, my God, my God, you got me fucked up right now because I can't even think. So my moon sign is a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn moon. What makes you think that Capricorn moons are cold?
I don't think that Capricorn moons are cold. I think that Capricorn energy, it is a very emotional energy, but it's more strategic. It's not going to waste its time being emotional unless it's necessary.
You're right. It's your turn to ask me a question.
Yeah. All right, cool. What is your rising sign?
My rising sign is a Cancer. What is your rising sign?
Aquarius.
Wow.
I'm an Aquarius rising.
Wow.
Cancer sun, Libra moon, Aquarius rising. Well, that's in Western, but in sidereal, I'm a Gemini sun, Libra moon, Aquarius rising. I like sidereal, but you know, everybody don't subscribe, so I don't force it. All right. That was fun, you all. As you can see, we both won.
So we're having breakfast at my house.
So we're having brunch at Barney's. Woo-woo! Last thing I want to get into is...
What is it?
I really want to open up space for further conversations. So I just want to really quick ask you all, what are some topics that you want to talk about? I know I want to kind of tackle some topics pertaining to the Black LGBTQIA plus topics. Also homelessness, because these are things that I experienced. And also the entertainment field. I've danced for now about 10 years professionally. And my career is pivoting, but it's not, I'm not walking away from dance. I just want to do more than limit myself to dance or become a slave to a career that I feel like I can do more in. And also I need to push myself further in. So that's where I'm at right now personally. And I'm saying all this so that you all can join in the conversation. And I really want to dive deep. So if you're interested in talking about any of those, and need any resources, I'm going to do my best to provide you with those resources, or just to provide you with any type of kind of like things that I used to get through my trials. One of the things that helped me out a lot was Les Brown. I would listen to him every morning. So if you know who Les Brown is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And one of his most profound lines that I held on tight to was, it's possible. Like, even when things don't seem like they're going your way, it's possible. Even when people are counting you out, it's possible. Even when you don't see yourself making it through, it's possible. And if you believe that it's possible, the possibilities are endless. If you already tell yourself that it is over, then you're not gonna try. Or even when a possibility comes to you, you're not even gonna accept it. So I just want to really highlight that. And I don't know why that was on my heart, but yes, that's that. So V, during this mental health section, what are some things that you would like to highlight moving forward? Is there any topics you want to highlight?
Well, I feel like my role on this podcast, I'm definitely going to be here to bring everyone the hot tea, hot gossip, and entertainment, and everything that's just pretty much going on. But I also want people to know that I'm able to discuss, like, your finances, specifically your mortgage. I want people to know that I'm here to help you find a voice, because I always feel like that's something that I've struggled with for a very long time, is finding my own voice. And when I say finding my own voice, it's just like when you finally hear yourself, but you simultaneously believe yourself. And it's like, for me, it's important because I always feel like I allow myself to be washed out by other people, other people's energies, and just everything else. I always put myself on the back burner, like whatever everyone else has going on is so much more important than what I could possibly have going on. But no more. That is dead. I have to put myself first. So now it's like, if not me, then who? Then who? And that's what's important to me, is making sure that people believe in themselves, knowing who you are, and loving who that person is. No matter who it is, love you, be you, believe in you. You got this. You got this. So that's it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So I'm definitely going to, we're definitely going to work hard to curate more conversations around these topics. And thank you all for listening this far. And if you've joined the, we should play more games in my section. That was fun.
Yes, that was a lot of fun, guys.
That was fun.
We're also going to be dropping like some playlist of music.
That, yeah, I was just about to get into the music. So last, before we get off, what is one song that you are thumping right now? What is on your playlist? What are you listening to?
Oh my God. Right now, like in my head, I keep playing, Can I Get a Refill?
Okay.
So like a little Ella Varner, because it's the weekend, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I just want to just be really nice and upbeat, but low key chill. It's like, I'm getting older, so I can't do the City Girls in the morning, but I can do a little Sade, a little Ella Varner in the morning. What about you? What is on your playlist right now? Who are you listening to?
I am listening to Drake right now.
Ooh, Certified Lover Boy?
Yeah, Certified Lover Boy, but my favorite song right now is...
Let me guess.
What?
Champagne Poetry?
It's my favorite fucking song. And I love listening to that song in the gym. Like, I recently just was in a gym listening to a song, and it was just really giving me everything that I needed.
Yes. I love that song because he sampled Navajo Woman by Mestizo.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why we, yeah, connect on that.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you all are listening to? I know we ask you a lot of questions, but we will put the questions in the description. So if you just want to answer one, if you don't want to answer anything, that's cool. But make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share this podcast. This is just our very first episode, kind of like a break.
This
the
is
ice.
A warm up. This is let's warm it up. Okay.
Yeah.
But but we like to have a lot of fun over here at the Keeping It Kosher podcast. Yes. Something else that we did not talk about that we did not touch on at all.
What?
Squid Game.
Oh.
Ooh. Let's talk about it now.
Let's
We're
talk
here.
About it. Let's just get
into it. So, Squid Game, my God. How did you feel when I first put that show on?
Stressed
is immediately because when I first saw it.
Well, it was because Brendan wanted to watch the damn movie in Korean.
In Korean. With the English subtitles. But I hear it's a better story told when you put the subtitles on. But I feel like I got the gist of the story.
I'm not into anime. Like, I can't watch anime because I can't read and watch something at the same time.
It is a really good show. And I feel that because I didn't feel like watching that much subtitles because it's not like a 2-hour movie or 1.5-hour movie. It's an hour plus per episode.
Per episode of me trying to read like and get into the feels. Like I was just not.
It was such a good story. If you have not saw or seen Squid Game, I definitely think you should. Why wouldn't you watch it? Like, why wouldn't you want to see what was going on? Because
everybody's talking about it.
It's a lot. I related to them. Well, I didn't relate to him a lot, but I sympathized with him a lot with his situation because I was like,
I did not.
Really?
I had no connection to no character.
Well, I didn't have a connection,
except for
but
the girl with the bob, the nice bob, not the bob that stressed me out. There were two bobs.
Pickpocketed.
Yes, pickpocketed. Because her bob was kind of cute. It was like, a little ratty. It was giving me Rihanna at a certain point in her career.
It was like Rihanna, like when she was up and rising, like when she was.
Let me go in a rehab. It was that
umbrella,
Rihanna.
Ella,
yeah, it was that.
It was
umbrella.
That Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Chad, the other wig with the short bob.
Girl, when I first seen it, if y'all go watch this bob, when it first starts, the bob is cute.
It is.
The first scene with her, the bob was cute, and I don't know if this because my mom is a hairstylist, but.
Anybody
by
can
the
see.
Time, by the time the movie ended, I was like, what in the fuck is going on
her
here?
Her wig was looking very realistic.
It was, her name was Barbara.
Barbara the Bob.
That's
and
what
it's we
crazy
named her.
I was like, how the fuck is her house staying so nice?
It was nice.
And then
the
these Squid Games dying and falling out.
I was like, bitch, you don't play tug of war. You done play red light, green light.
You want to know? I really am invested into this. You want to know something? I didn't tell you this yesterday because I wanted to wait to tell you on the podcast. But did you know the challenges were already there in front of them?
They were on the walls. I was like, how is nobody seeing that the next challenge after the freaking tug of war is going to be the next challenge?
Yeah, I went in and it was other like, I wish I would watch it again. But there were clues throughout and they already knew who was going to win.
Let me ask you this
first.
Because I saw this on Twitter. Did you notice that at the beginning when he asked the man pick an envelope, he had a pink and a blue one? What would have happened if the main character would have chose the pink envelope as opposed to the blue envelope when he was...
He would have been one of the workers versus in the game.
That would have completely changed the story.
That would have changed
the narrative.
I feel like
the
people in the pink were in the game as well.
I feel like they were in the game as well.
I feel like they could tell this same story but from a different perspective. Y'all got to see how she... Girl... Y'all gotta see how she just drank that water, baby. So yeah, I think he would have been in the game as one of the squares or circles.
Yes.
Or triangle.
Yes, the square, circle, and triangle. Like, if you haven't watched Squid Mask, you have to watch, because he's talking about the mask that the people in the pink suits were wearing. And it just indicated, like, their hierarchy. Like, it was a military hierarchy of how much ranking that, you know, the pink players, as they should be called, pink players, because they're playing a game too, because essentially they can get eliminated too. The rules for them is they can't see your face. Once they know who you are, you're dead. And I was like, what? Girl, what? But again, going back to the stuff on the wall, I was like, you have doctors, you have business people in here, you have people who aren't stupid. Like, why don't y'all see this on the walls?
Because they're not paying attention. They're so more, they're more so being in the moment that they're not looking.
Chad, because
I had the beds up around it, so
I definitely would not have been paying attention after the first round. That would have just
Stressed me the fuck out.
Stressed.
Girl,
if you ever see the dancing doll or the doll that they have on Twitter or Instagram, she be doing a cha-cha nut.
So I'll tell you, she be motherfucking getting zen.
Oh my God.
She be zipping it and zooming it.
Yes, but I feel like Squid Games is true in a way.
It is.
A lot of people in reality, they kill themselves trying to get themselves out of debt. They lose themselves. They lose their families. They lose their business, their livelihoods, trying to get out of debt. So it's like, it's an endless, relentless, vicious cycle of adulting, basically.
It really is.
We're just killing ourselves to pay the next bill.
Exactly. Well, what, which envelope would you pick?
That's a good question.
See, me, I would rather be the pink. I'm gonna just shoot your ass.
Cause I know I ain't gotta take my mask off.
I ain't gotta take my mask off. I ain't gotta do none of it.
Oh, but still, just still, I couldn't be the pink mask either. Like, oh, it's just too hard. It's hard.
I'm gonna detach.
The pink, did you see, like, there were certain scenes where the pink people, if they saw, like, a player's fingers coming out of the little pink ribbon coffin, that they would, like, just stuff their fingers back in and hammer down the coffin even more. Like, damn.
Listen, it's a doggy dog world.
They had to shoot people. Oh, my God. I'm having a flashback of when...
Would you rather be shot or shoot?
I don't
want to
do either.
Well, you ain't gonna survive.
I'd rather be the stalker than the victim. So, I'd rather be the shooter than the shooted right now.
Well, due to CV, you know, niggas don't care no more.
Niggas don't care.
Well, we are reaching that time, you all. We're so grateful for you being here. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Please.
We just made a Facebook page, like a Facebook group page. A business page, and we're going to start, you know, having more internal dialogue there. Also, catch us on Twitter. That's my favorite app. Like, when the whole internet went down, like, Facebook and all that stuff, I did not care.
I did not care either. Like, I didn't even Twitter, know Instagram, like, was down. I saw it on Twitter.
I was on Twitter when I realized that Instagram and Facebook were down. And I was kind of like, wow. Somebody call the ambulance.
Well, yes.
Yeah, y'all, it's been great. We've enjoyed it. It's been a whole few hours, but we made it.
Yes.
And we're
thank you for sticking with us through this podcast, because this has been something new for me. Amir, he's a little bit more experienced with podcasting, but this is something I'm not very familiar with, but I enjoy it. So let me know if you guys enjoy listening to what I have to say.
Yeah. And make sure you tune in. All of our podcasts will be bi-weekly, so we're dropping this one on the 11th, and then we're going to drop the next one 2 weeks later.
Yes.
And eventually we're going to have a weekly podcast. You know, we just trying to build ourselves up, but if you can, please share this podcast with others, and also jump in on that Ring of Fire game.
Yes.
And we're going to be playing that shit on Twitter. And
before we go, in the spirit of Halloween, we're going to be dressing up in some costumes for Keeping It Kosher.
Yeah.
So catch us on Instagram with our costumes, our Keeping It Kosher costumes.
This is true. That's going to be real cute.
Yes. Well, thank you again. This was wonderful, but we do have to go pay some bills and handle real world life. This has been sweet, but life ain't.
All right, y'all. Stay real, stay blank, and keep it kosher.